The current policy works and it has complete popular legitimacy. There is no reason whatsoever to change it. Such a change will impress no one in Europe and it will contribute nothing to international peace. Instead of sniping at our neutrality, the government should acknowledge what we have achieved because of it and set out a policy to strengthen rather than to undermine it. Tánaiste, those are your words, spoken in response to the then Fine Gael's minister's attempt to adopt a long-term ambition of Fine Gael to undermine Irish neutrality by removing the protection that underpins it, the triple lock. And you rightly stated in response to these attempts, and I quote you, that Fine Gael is arguing that Ireland is failing in its European responsibility and is allowing Russia and China to have a veto over our peacekeeping activities. You went on to say, this is nothing more than an out-of-touch ideological obsession on the part of Fine Gael, which ignores the fact of Ireland's international standing. But Tánaiste, it is clear now that you've adopted Fine Gael's out-of-touch ideological obsession. And you may argue that things have changed, and indeed things have changed. Some things have changed. What has changed is the inability of our defence forces to carry out the roles that it gave Ireland the international standing that you once lauded, as a result of both the failures of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil in government. Irish soldiers have been part of a UN peacekeeping mission in the Golan Heights, important work for our defence forces, and they've been rightly commended for their bravery and their commitment. And Ireland is set to withdraw from that peacekeeping mission, not on the behest of Russians or Chinese or external governments, but because of your government, because of an Irish government. And Tánaiste, today there are just 7,600 members across all services of our Defence Force, a complete scandal, well below the establishment figure of 9,600 or indeed the target of 11,500. Under your watch, Tánaiste, more members of the Defence Forces are leaving each year than are being recruited. So instead of addressing these problems, you want to abandon decades of Irish foreign policy and military neutrality by abolishing the triple lock, an intention that you made clear to the Dáil last night, without specifying, not once did you specify, the missions that you want Irish troops to participate in, from which they are currently precluded. And maybe you'll outline some of those missions in your response, without any consideration from you to what this will mean for Ireland's international standing if we were to send troops abroad on military missions that does not have the legitimacy of a UN mandate. The triple lock is a core protection of Irish neutrality. It's there to address the real and legitimate concerns of the Irish people regarding the drag into an EU military framework. And it's not just me saying this. This was the great sell of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael in advocating for the Lisbon and Nice treaties in separate referenda. Without the guarantee, without this guarantee of the triple lock of Irish neutrality protection, it is highly likely that those referenda would not have passed. Therefore, if you're so convinced of undermining Irish neutrality and ending the triple lock, then do the honourable thing, do the democratic thing, and put this fundamental shift of foreign policy that you announced yesterday that removes assurances previously given to the Irish people, put it directly to the people in terms of an electorate, and let's see if you have a mandate to do what you've announced yesterday.
Here we are. Deputy, it was the Fianna Fáil party that introduced military neutrality. Did so during World War II, and the only party in this House actually that sought to actively undermine the Irish policy of military neutrality during the war, World War II, was the Sinn Féin party. And indeed your leader erected a statue to the person, Sean Russell, who collaborated with the German Nazis. That is your history of your commitment to military neutrality. Those are facts. And you erected a statue and you honoured the person who actively sought to undermine Eamon de Valera's policy of military neutrality. So I take no lectures from you, Deputy, in respect of our commitment to military neutrality. And what Sinn Féin has classically done here now again, and which you do all the time in the realm of foreign policies, create straw men all over the place, create false premises, dishonest debate, active disinformation. You start your presentation by saying we're out to undermine Irish military neutrality. We're certainly not, to the chair, we are not in any shape or form. I have not interrupted you, Deputy. Please allow me the courtesy of responding to your points. We have very clearly said...
Please, we'll hold the clock for a minute, please. Deputy, I'm holding the clock to allow for order to resume. Please. OK, uninterrupted, please.
There is no proposal, and there will be no legislative proposal to come before this House to undermine our policy of military neutrality. We have made that crystal clear. We are not members of a military alliance. We are not joining NATO. There is no proposal to join NATO. And the Deputy knows well, because he slipped in his remarks about sort of we want to participate in a European, I think he said, military framework. But of course, that's what you just said. More dishonesty. Because, of course, we know from Article 29.49 of the Constitution, which, yes, we did put in 2000, in respect of 202 and reaffirmed in 2009, which basically says the state shall not adopt a position taken by the European Council to establish a common defence pursuant to Article 42 of the Treaty of the European Union, where that common defence would include the state. So we cannot, without a constitutional referendum, participate in any EU common defence pact. So don't be sending up false stories here. And the triple lock is not a critical, does not critically underpin our policy of military neutrality. It is essentially about the deployment of troops overseas. And why do we want to change it? Why do I want to amend it? Because I do not believe that Russia, China, or the United Kingdom, or for that matter, the United States or France, should dictate Irish foreign policy, or should dictate when or when we do not deploy troops. If you look, and the world has changed, Deputy, yes, fundamentally. The European Security Council could not issue a statement on the invasion of Ukraine. Couldn't even issue a statement on it. And we all know the late Prigozhin and the Wagner Group. Russia is more interested now in deploying the Wagner Group to parts of the Sahel or other parts of the globe instead of any UN peacekeepers. That's the reality of where we are today. But of course, you've had a history of being soft on Russia down through the years. Indeed. You supported Russia when they invaded Crimea in 2014. I was in this house. Your silence was clear to all. And in fact, you sent people to international conferences supporting Russia's invasion of Crimea and going along with the Russian propaganda that you had neo-Nazis in Ukraine. You did, Deputy. That's what Sinn Féin's position was in 2014, and you got away with it. You couldn't get away with it in the current crisis in terms of the war. And so your whole area of foreign policy has been one of incoherence and incompetence. Ian Team Latta, Deputy, Tatu Mikart, Neil Ain, Dakrut, Neka O'Hev, on policy of talking O'Hev, Nodruk, Militok, Nivegen Aharuan, Kahigmation, Oskorlat.
It's desperate stuff from the Tonish, and I know it's difficult to hear your own words back when Fine Gael tried to do exactly what you're doing, and you talked about this ideological nonsense, and you talked about undermining Irish neutrality. Fianna Fáil reaffirms its commitment to the retention of the triple lock prior to committing Defence Forces personnel in overseas missions. That's your words again in the Fianna Fáil 2020 general election, now gone with the wind. Government will ensure that all overseas operations will be conducted in line with their military neutrality and will be subject to a triple lock of UN, government and Dáil Éireann approval. That's from the Programme for Government, agreed with Fianna Fáil, the Greens and Fine Gael. There is presently no appetite for a change of the current position on Irish neutrality. That is from the report of the chair of the consultative forum that you hope would provide a preordained move to fundamentally change foreign policy that has served Ireland well. Tánaiste, you have no mandate from this here. So you can scratch the bottom of the barrel all you want. I'm talking about the future. I'm talking about what missions do you want to deploy Irish troops to that do not have a UN mandate. And I'm saying to you that you don't have a mandate for that. You never campaigned for that. The Programme for Government didn't say that. And if you're securing your position, put it to the people in a referendum and let them decide whether they want to undermine our neutrality or not.
There's absolutely no policy to undermine our military neutrality. Stop creating a false story and deliberately doing so. And the bottom line is this. You seem to have a view that Russia should dictate our foreign policy. Well, it does. You are. That's exactly what you were saying. And we know the world... look, I just happen through the chair. I think there's deputy. I think through the chair.
Please, can we do this through the chair, please? Can we listen?
Ask a colleague. When you say, can we do it through the chair? I've been doing it consistently through the chair. Well, I've been interrupted repeatedly by Deputy Doherty. And this has happened every week now. This is happening every week. Every week this is happening through the chair.
It's not running again, please. Yeah.
It's happening every week. I believe...
Deputy, please. Minister.
Suing journalists.
I believe...
That's it.
I want to make the point...
No, sorry. We're not going to have this sniping across the floor. I'm going to resume my seat and we're going to listen to the Taoiseach uninterrupted, please.
I believe there's something morally wrong with the fact that an authoritarian and aggressive neo-imperialist power has de facto veto on elements of how we as an independent republic react to any given situation, Deputy. That is the fundamental truth of where we are today. They've invaded Ukraine. They've violated the UN Charter. And you are saying... they should have a veto over how, when and where we deploy our troops. That is the essence of the Sinn Féin policy, which I reject and oppose. And can I finally say this? Anything we do will be in the utterly consistent with UN Charter, the upholding of UN fundamental rights.